KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, the girls' state soccer tournament got underway yesterday with first-round action in all three classes at the Muscatine Soccer Complex. A Class 1A first-round play, St. Albert eliminated from the tourney with a 7-0 loss to Waterloo Columbus Catholic. In fact, all the 1A matches were shutouts yesterday as Heland Catholic beat Iowa City Regina 5-0, Davenport Assumption down center point Urbana 5-0, and it was Nevada 1-0 over Gilbert. In Class 2A in first-round action yesterday, Sioux City East beat Pella 2-0, Glenwood a winner over Union 2-1. They won it in penalty kick round 5-4 in penalty kicks. 2-1 the final score. Cedar Rapids Xavier beat ADM Van Meter 2-1 and North Scott over Dallas Center Grimes by a final of 2-1. In Class 3A first round action yesterday, all matches were shutouts. It was Cedar Rapids Kennedy 2-0 over Iowa City West. Bettendorf beat Johnston 2-0. Waukee over Dowling Catholic 1-0. And Ankeny over Linmar 2-0. That sets up today's semifinals in all the classes. In Class 1A at 2 o'clock this afternoon, Nevada plays Davenport Assumption. Bishop Heland Catholic will face Waterloo Columbus Catholic in a 2:15 match. Starting at 4:30 this afternoon, the Class 2A semifinals will kick off with Sioux City East battling Cedar Rapids Xavier. At 4:45, it'll be Glenwood facing North Scott in the other 2A semi. Then in the 3A semis tonight at 7 o'clock, Cedar Rapids Kennedy plays Bettendorf. At 7:15, Ankeny will start their match against Waukee. Tonight, the champion, the winners, will all play in the championship matches, which are scheduled for tomorrow. In boys high school baseball action last night, Hawkeye 10 conference play saw Atlantic make quick, easy work of Shenandoah. 15-0, the Trojans win it at the four-inning contest last night. Denison beat Clarinda 11-1, Harlan twice over Creston Big 10-2 and 17-1. Lewis Central had no mercy with Red Oak last night, 11-0 and 20-0, sweeping a doubleheader. Glenwood beat Kemper Catholic 5-4 in the opener, and then they won the nightcap of the doubleheader 13-6 over the Knights. In Rolling Hills Conference play last night, it was Cam over Iowa Christian Academy 13-0. Exira EHK beat East Green 22-5. Walnut over Orient Maxburg 10-0. Also around the area last night, St. Albert beat Riverside 11-1. Carroll over Jefferson Scranton 11-2. Coon Rapids Bayard 10-4 over Madrid. Corning beat East Union 14-3. It was Abraham Lincoln over Sioux City West 14-8 and 20-5, sweeping a doubleheader. Earlham beat West Central Valley 11-4. Lenox beat Bedford 12-8. Nottoway Valley over Mount Air 10-4. It was Panorama topping Woodward Academy 10-0. Sydney beat Clarinda Academy 13-3. And Villisca outscored Fremont Mills by a final of 12-9. In girls softball play last night in Hawkeye 10 conference action, it was Atlantic twice over Shenandoah, 10-0 and 11-1. The finals, the Trojans sweeping a pair. Glenwood beat Kemper Catholic 1-0 in the opener of a doubleheader. Kemper Catholic bounced back with a 6-5 win in the nightcap. It was Lewis Central beating Red Oak by a final of 8-1 in the first game of a doubleheader. Red Oak, though, split the doubleheader by winning 5-4 in the second game. Denison swept a pair from Clarinda last night by scores of 10-2 and 16-4. In Western Iowa conference play last night, it was Underwood over Griswold 10-0. Also non-conference play, Trainer beat Logan Magnolia 6-1. Missouri Valley over Westwood 14-6. Cam falls last night to Coon Rapids Bayard 12-0, while Adair Casey was beaten by Glidden Ralston 8-0 in softball last evening. Also in softball, it was Corning over East Union 9-0. Abe Lincoln beat Sioux City West 5-2. Essex over East Mills 8-5. Fremont Mills beat Villisca 5-3. Nottoway Valley downing Mount Air 12-7. Stanton doubled up Nishnabotna by a final of 4-2 in girls softball play. In Major League Baseball action last night, David Freese hit a grand slam and a two-run homer, and rookie Lance Lynn struck out a career-high 11 to earn his ninth win as the Cardinals cruise past the Astros 14-2. Freese's slam in the seventh inning was the third homer of the game for St. Louis. He added a two-run shot in the ninth as the Cards scored a season-high total of 14 runs. Carlos Beltran connected on his National League-leading 16th homer in the fifth, and Shane Robinson added a two-run shot in the seventh to help the Cardinals take that series. Lynn's nine victories are tied with R.A. Dickey of the Mets for the most in the National League. Elsewhere in the NL last night, it was the Dodgers over the Phillies 8-3. The Mets beat Washington 3-1. Milwaukee over Chicago in 10 innings 4-3. San Francisco beat San Diego 8-3. Braves beat the Marlins 8-2. And Pittsburgh in 10 innings a 5-4 winner over Cincinnati. In the American League last night, 7 was the magic number. Detroit beat Cleveland 7-5. Oakland over Texas 7-1. Tampa Bay 7-3 over the Yankees. Boston beat Baltimore 7-0. And the White Sox beat Toronto 4-3. But it totals 7 if you add them up. In other Major League Baseball news, former L.A. Dodgers manager Tommy Lasorda has been released from a New York hospital 3 days after suffering a mild heart attack. A Dodgers spokesman says the 84-year-old Lasorda will spend a few more days in the Big Apple before returning to Los Angeles. Lasorda was in New York to represent the Dodgers at the Major League Draft. He's in his sixth decade working for the Dodgers organization. He managed them to 1,599 victories and won the World Series in 1981 and 88. Lasorda retired as the manager in 96 after suffering a heart attack. Also, the AL West-leading Texas Rangers have placed left-hander Derek Holland on the 15-day disabled list because of fatigue in his throwing shoulder. Holland also has been dealing with a stomach virus that's caused him to lose 10 to 15 pounds over the last couple of weeks. Major League Baseball and its Players Association decided there will be no written decision in the case overturning Ryan Braun's 50-game drug suspension. The two sides announced changes to their drug testing agreement in the wake of the February 23rd decision by an arbitrator to overturn the suspension that followed a positive test by the Brewers outfielder and the reigning National League MVP. The Astros have signed 17-year-old shortstop Carlos Correa, the first overall pick in this week's Major League Draft. Correa accepted a signing bonus of $4.8 million. Former University of San Francisco pitcher Kyle Zimmer is signed with the Royals after he agreed to a $3 million signing bonus. Zimmer was the fifth overall pick in this week's amateur draft. In Pacific Coast League baseball action last night, Iowa beat Nashville 5-4, Omaha defeating Round Rock 7-2. Iowa will host Nashville for a doubleheader tonight at Principal Park, while Omaha is at home against Round Rock this evening. A lot more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
LeBron James showed why he's the NBA's reigning MVP as he put on one of his greatest postseason performances to help the Miami Heat force a seventh game in the Eastern Conference Finals. James shot 19 for 26 from the field and finished with 45 points and 15 rebounds to lead the Heat's 98-79 rout of the Celtics in Boston. He ended up 4 points shy of his playoff career high while playing 45 minutes, not sitting down until the victory was long secured. James was outstanding while his teammates combined to shoot 36% from the floor. Dwayne Wade shot 6 for 17 and scoring 17 points. No other Miami player had more than 9 points. The Celtics had their own shooting problem, shooting just 1 for 14 from beyond the arc. Paul Pierce missed 14 of his 18 field goal attempts and was held to 9 points. Rajon Rondo had team highs of 21 points. points and 10 assists, but also had 7 turnovers. Game 7 will be Saturday at Miami. Meanwhile, the Oklahoma City Thunder are awaiting the series winner after disposing of San Antonio in the Western Conference Finals. Game 1 of the finals will be Tuesday night at Oklahoma City. The participants in the National Hockey League Stanley Cup Finals are enjoying the first of 2 days off before the series resumes Saturday night in New Jersey. The Devils extend the season with a 3-1 victory on the Kings' home ice the other night, cutting LA's advantage to 3-1 in the best-of-seven matchup. Los Angeles was trying to become the first team to sweep the finals since the 1998 Detroit Red Wings. The Kings are still hunting for that first-ever Stanley Cup in the 45-year history of the franchise. It'll be second-ranked Maria Sharapova against Sara Errani at the French Open Women's Finals Saturday at Roland Garros. Sharapova cruised to a 6-3, 6-3 win over number 4 Petra Kvitova after the 21st-seeded Errani rallied for a 7-5, 1-6, 6-3 win over number 6 Sam Stosur. Errani has never faced Sharapova, who will climb to number 1 in the rankings when they're released on Monday. Today's men's semifinals have 6-time champion Rafael Nadal taking on David Ferrer and top-seeded Novak Djokovic facing Roger Federer. Nadal is 15-4 versus Ferrer, while Federer holds a 14-11 edge in career meetings with Djokovic. In golf, 48-year-old Jeff Maggard owns a share of the first-round lead at the PGA's St. Jude Classic in Memphis. Maggard and John Merrick each opened with 4-under-par 66s. That's one stroke better than J.J. Henry, Jeff Overton, Arjun Atwal, and Seng-Yul Na. Rory McIlroy, Padraig Harrington, John Daly, and Davis Love III are part of an 11-man logjam at -2. Three players share the lead through one round of the LPGA Championship, and that trio doesn't include top-ranked Yanni Seng. Beatriz Ricari, Ryan O'Toole, and Juliana Sirgas each fired 3-under-69s. That's one shot better than Christy Kerr, Sayree Pack, and 5 others. Seng is 7 strokes off the lead after 76, which matches her worst score of the year. Dan Forsman and Bill Glasson share the first-round lead at the region's tradition, shooting 6-under-66s in the second round of that Champions Tour's 5 major championships. Fred Funk was a stroke back, and Bernard Langer opened with a 68 in the opening round. And a horse owned by a group of Iowans is considered to have the best shot at denying the first Triple Crown winner since 1978. At tomorrow's Belmont Stakes in New York, I'll Have Another is favored to win and become only the 12th horse to sweep the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont. But many people are betting on Dullahan, the colt that finished third in the Derby and sat out the Preakness. Des Moines lawyer Jerry Crawford is with Donegal Racing, which owns Dullahan. He says the potential for a Triple Crown winner drew 140 television and print photographers to a Belmont press conference on Wednesday.
They told me that last year when there wasn't a Triple Crown on the line, there were about a dozen. And so, you know, whenever something's a big deal in New York City, it's a really big deal. I told them that they had more cameras than we had people in Iowa when I saw the setup.
Dullahan drew post number 5 for the mile-and-a-half race. I'll Have Another will start from post 11. Crawford said regardless of the outcome, he and his Donegal partners will remember this week for the rest of their lives.
This has been really one of those magnificent experiences you have in life that you get to share with family and close friends. I'm just hoping that that our horse can bring home the trophy and make all of Iowa proud.
Post time for the Belmont Stakes featuring I'll Have Another, Dullahan, and 10 other horses is set for 5:40 Central Time tomorrow. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Bull Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022, located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.